Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us right now, head football coach at Bethel University. And I know times are tough for everybody. That's one of the reasons I want to put him on, because I always feel better when after I get done talking to Steve Johnson, because he's got the right view on life in general, that he doesn't let any one thing bring him down too far, because he understands a much bigger world than that and a much bigger purpose than that. Steve, thank you for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, Mike. You put a little pressure on me now.
You can only because you can handle it. Now the word came out today that Carleton has decided to shut down fall sports, i.e. football. How do you read that when you see that? And is that part of the complication of a football season, as it's not just if a conference wants to, it's that you got to have people to play inside the conference?
Right. I kind of expected that to happen with Carleton. They've got a little bit of a different situation than some of the other schools, and I think for them it's a little bit easier decision. And the MIAC in general is trying to play. You know, we're trying to get things started. I just have my own opinion, and it's going to be up to the president, and I think they're, you know, going to make a decision. I'm not sure if it's a final decision, but this coming week. But I'm pushing toward trying to play, but all the scenarios that all happen all around are, they've got to be food for people or ammo for people to help make decisions, but hopefully it doesn't make decisions, because there's suggestions about playing all the sports in the spring, and I don't think that's really good for anybody, including spring sports, personal opinion, especially football. And then we're going to, kind of guide kids who, and football is a different deal, because you can play 40 games. You know, you're a baseball nut, and Mike, you can play baseball deep, when you're an old guy.
Yeah, you can keep playing a lot of sports to an old guy, but not football.
Yeah, and football you can't. And so, we talk about, I don't care who we're playing, we talk about each game, each opportunity that we get is precious, and we want to prepare for it that way. So our guys are ready to go. Some of the mitigation process things are really smart, and some of them are like overdone and maybe not even possible. And
so yep.
If we can get a balance in there, I have some tough stuff, because you kind of described me, and I want to have an attitude of gratefulness, which leads to a happy heart. And this COVID thing is testing me for sure.
Yep.
And so, but I really want to be, and I want our guys to be, I want my family to be, I want you to be somebody that, hey, let's go. You know, we're going to attack life, and obviously you don't want to be an idiot, but I think, I feel like it's time maybe for our whole country to say, hey, let's let's be as smart as we can, but let's move.
Let's still strap it on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you, man, and I haven't shut down for a minute. I never, you know, did my sportscast from home or anything, and I suppose someday I could pay the price for that, but it's also presented me with a lot of great opportunities to be out in the field, and I don't feel as threatened by it as maybe I should be. Like I said, maybe one day I'll be sitting here saying, boy, that was dumb, but a lot of interesting things have happened to me over the last 4 months because I've made myself available and have not felt that threat, and so it's not just my decision, it is a lot of people's, but Steve, when you coach, you've coached through a lot of different things. Obviously, you know, you have a bad break, a referee's call, a key player gets hurt, a tragedy in families of kids that you coach. But this is different because it's your entire team and program that you're trying to counsel about possibly not playing. What have you learned over the last few months, and how do you try to do that? How do you try to guide them through it, keep them incentivized so they're working as hard as they can, and yet their life is filled with uncertainty?
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of our guys. I feel like, you know, when this first happened, you know, the shutdown was our weight coach, Rick Meyer, is unbelievable. He's just an amazing guy for our guys, and he motivates, and he's incredible physiologically. But the tightness of our group is fantastic, and we're having one of the best off seasons in the history. All of a sudden, you come to a screeching halt. But at that time, boy, we're scrambling and making sure we're staying in the mix and, you know, doing all things. And so at one point you think, man, this kind of crashes a group like us. We're really close, and that's, it's a really tight-knit group. But then at the same time, we got to do it, you know, separated from each other so we don't have the enthusiasm right next door to it, but we're going to generate it because we care about people that aren't by us all the time. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
just you go back and forth with all this stuff, and you kind of don't expect it to last this long and everything else. But our guys have done a great job, and I know that they're working out, and they're working out together, and they have to do it at parks and other places, and they're doing legal things, and they're doing it smart. But then, you know, some of the rules that once we get back in, coach 10 guys at a time, and then, do all those things. And we're willing to do whatever it takes, and we're going to be creative, and we've even had some staff meetings to where, hey, we can do this and this. Oh, this will actually be kind of cool. We want to have that attitude, you know what I mean?
And embrace it, you mean?
Yeah, embrace it, but not just in a, you know, kind of a dumb,
yeah,
you know, but in a really... Well, it gives us a chance to try some stuff and do some different things with small groups. And at the end of the day, then you think about this whole thing, and the kids are going to, you coach 10 or 11 guys in pods, but then they go back into the dorm and everybody's going. And these young people, they're not at risk. I really feel the majority of our guys are being really respectful. I'm probably the biggest risk on our team, a guy that's over 60 and chunky, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, and I know that our guys are going to do whatever they're told, and they're not, and their parents, but I think everybody's ready to go. I just feel like we need somebody to say it's okay, you know? And I know that we hear about all the spikes and all the news is all bad, but I think less people are, people aren't dying, and especially that are college-age kids and high school kids. And I just think it's such a fabric of our country. I kind of am concerned. I don't want to be a worry guy, but I get concerned that, enough people are quitting sports because they're hard. And I don't want, I don't want it to be easy to quit.
And this would be given an easy excuse to a lot of people once it's gone, right?
Exactly. And I'm kind of talking society. I feel like we're getting a little bit soft anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And now this comes along, you know what I mean? I even in enthusiasm, it's like, we can kind of, if you get good at what you practice, and if you're always kind of whining and always kind of down, you'll get really good at it, and you'll affect other people in a really poor way. But it's like this is a test, boy. And I mean, you got, we're gonna walk in faith,
I was going to say, where does your spiritual, you know, you're a faithful man, you're a Christian man. Bethel is about that. How does the faith piece enter into your life as it pertains to COVID-19?
It's an everyday deal. You know, your faith walk, just like with you, Maxie, is like, I'm walking this way. I'm going to walk in faith, and God gave me a brain, though. You know, I have a brother. My dad died of a lung disease. My sister did 2 years ago. My other sister has it. My older brother has the same disease, and he's a nuttier guy than I am, but he's being careful. But he doesn't want anybody else to stop, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's, and what I'm saying is, and our faith walk is, you know, here's the deal. We all have 100% mortality rate.
Yep.
And, you know, when I die, in my opinion, I'm going to go be with the king. But I'd like to play a whole bunch of seasons first.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm down here, right?
Yeah, and I want to be a guy who's obedient, and I'm going to wear a mask when they tell me to wear a mask, and I'm going to try to do the right things. But I also, I want to eat right, and I want to exercise. You know what I mean? I don't. There's kind of not a change, and I feel like I want to. Yeah, I've got to take. We talk about this all the time. What kind of man do you want to be? And you got to be that every day. And that's a battle. And now when we're not together in that, it's tougher. And I think that, you know, we've done some great things on Zoom, but I honestly feel like we, you know, it'd be really cool if the MIAC, which is, I believe, the best pure Division III league in the country, if we stepped up and said, we're going, you know.
Yep.
And if it doesn't work out, okay.
A different kind of leading, so to speak, right?
Yeah. Instead of, well, we heard these guys are doing, these guys cancel non-conference. I'm not talking Big Ten, but another league. And it's like, why, you know, don't just do that because they did that. You know,
there we go.
I was told 100 times, well, if Tommy jumped over a cliff, would you jump over? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you know. Anyway, I just think that we get kind of, whatever happens, we kind of glob onto that. Let's lead, you know, and walk that way. And I don't mean that in a frivolous way in any way, shape, or form, but I'd love to do that. I'd rather do that than wait and hope for a spring season that feels like it would be, many ways not worth a young man's...
At that point, you almost say, hey, just... Yeah, let's just go to the next... Let's go to the fall, because, I mean, just there are certain things that are tied into football, and, you know, and spring seasons are for practice, I guess. But let me ask you one last question. Will the kids, do you think, come back to campus at Bethel, and do they have to be back at campus to have a football season?
Bethel's making plans to be going full go. You know, I know that there's going to be mitigation things, but they're not. You know, having to have more sections, you know, and bigger classes are going to get split up into more sections, you know, as I understand it. There's going to be, you know, respect. And, I have a lot of confidence in college kids that they'll take it serious. You know, they've got parents. And I just think that the kids that I know at Bethel we're hopeful to go, you know, both to school and football. And if not, you know, we just want to go. And we want to compete in the classroom and do what we want to do. And I feel like, and the parents that I know feel the same way, you know.
Yep.
And so there's just sometimes that you have to work through some rules that are made at different levels. And, you know, then you just have to hope that they're, rules that are taking into account the kids, the age of the kids, what's needed. You know, I was talking to Gary Fosh in St. John's, and he was saying we got 200 guys or whatever they have out there, and, you know, we're going to coach in these little pods, and then the guys are going to go to other pods, and then they're going to go to take an online class. And, you know, he's doing worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You got 215 guys with nothing to do, and, Ooh. You know, and all kinds of time, and these these guys are raring to go.
And by the way, they're going to find something to do if you're not careful.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
But they're not your and I age.
Yep.
I mean, they're not as susceptible. They're, you know, even if they get it, they're not, you know, they're gonna roll. And, you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have had it, and by the way,
at some point in time, maybe we in the media should start reporting about all these people that are doing just fine sense, right? I mean, instead of always the numbers of cases, okay, I get that. There's this many cases. Okay, how are they doing? How about the guy that got it a month ago? How about the person that got it 2 weeks ago? How are they doing? Maybe that should be our focus. Yeah. What age range are they, and how are they doing now? Instead of always, we're at record number. It's the same headline every day.
Right.
Now you got me going. Doggone it.
That really is the part that's kind of depressing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's so depressing because it's always about the surge and the record number. I get that. Yep. We got to coexist with this thing. So tell me how these people are doing and what age range they are. And, you know, did they have let's do a little bit more diligence instead of this shock, you know, this many. I know tomorrow they're going to say another record number. I know that. I want to know how we're doing, you know? All right, Steve, I'm out of time.
The other thing, too, is we test way more yesterday than the day before. And
yes.
Get more cases through. Oh, well, duh.
I'm with you, buddy, as always.
It's the new math. All right, buddy. Love you.
Love you, too. Have a good one.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.